Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm always so blessed when I think about people listening to this podcast, and my prayer, my hope, is that it just inspires you to get into the Word of God on your own. God made a provision that His Holy Spirit would be our true teacher, and even though He uses people to teach His Word sometimes, He's the one that really brings His Word and reveals His Word to our hearts. And that's why it's just as easy for you to understand the Word of God as it is for me or anyone else. God made His Word so that we could understand Him. It doesn't mean we'll understand everything that He has to say, but I can promise you there's so much that you can understand that keeping up with that is enough to fill your entire life. It's just good to get into the Word of God. It's always good to pray and ask God to help when you're going to study His Word. Just pray before you study, and then we'll just expect Him to reveal His Word to us. Let's go to Him in prayer today. Heavenly Father, we honor You. We thank You. We give You blessings and praise for who You are, and that You've given us life and breath. You've created us, and then You supplied Your Word, the Bible, to us, and You've even given us Your Holy Spirit, who You promised would guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth. And so today we ask You, Lord, to be with us, to teach us Your Word, and we'll ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jesus Anointed. It's taken from the book of Acts, chapter 10, and verse 38. Luke, the physician, wrote how two servants and a soldier of Cornelius went to Joppa to find Peter. After arriving at Simon's house, where Peter was staying, they met Peter and convinced him to go see their master Cornelius. After entering Cornelius' house, Peter found many people gathered there. And Cornelius told Peter, We all here present before God, to hear all things that are commanded you of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that fears Him and works righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all, that word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. And in chapter 10 and verse 38 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how Peter referred to how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, where we read how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The verse begins, How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Luke began with the words, How God anointed, which means in the way and manner that the Heavenly Father God consecrated and endued with gifts Jesus of Nazareth, or Jesus, whose name means Jehovah's salvation, and is the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, from the village of Nazareth, that means the guarded one, and was the ordinary residence and home of Christ, with the Holy Ghost, which means along with the sacred, pure, morally blameless, and religiously and ceremonially consecrated third person of the triune God, the Holy Spirit, who is co-equal and co-eternal with the Father and the Son, and with power, or and along with strength, ability, virtue, and influence for performing miracles. Luke shared how Peter told Cornelius and the people within his house how God the Father consecrated Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power to work miracles. The verse goes on to say, Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Luke continued with the words, Who went about doing good, which means who, Jesus, bestowed benefits and was philanthropic as he traveled and journeyed, and healing all that were oppressed, or and curing and making whole each, every, the whole, and everyone who was harshly controlled and held against their will, of the devil, which means by the slanderous one, the calumniator, false accuser, introducer known as Satan, for God was with him, or because, since and on account that God the Heavenly Father was alongside Jesus. Luke shared how Peter told Cornelius and the people in his house, because God was with Jesus, he bestowed benefits upon people as he traveled and cured everyone who was held against their own will by Satan. When we consider Luke's words in this verse, we learn how Peter continued to tell Cornelius and the people in his home how Jesus came under the anointing of God the Heavenly Father. And because he had the Holy Spirit with him, he was able to perform good acts and cure diseases that people suffered by Satan. God demonstrated his love toward people through Jesus. And when a person observes the life of Jesus, they see the Heavenly Father God. You can see John chapter 14 and verse 9 for that. God wants a personal, loving relationship with every person who yields their life to his Son Jesus. And when they submit to him, he will forgive their sins and grant them everlasting life. This is Jesus' greatest cure and deliverance, and those who are wise will surrender their lives to him. Next time, Luke shares how Peter says, "We are witnesses of all things which he did." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.